Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's going good. We had puppies at our Christmas office party.
I heard
on Saturday.
We were out sick. Our family went through fevers and flus, and that was our household over the weekend. Yeah, so we're all kind of rested up. And,
well, that's good, though.
Yeah. Lots of TV.
Lots of fluids.
That's how our house was over the weekend. But puppies at the Christmas party, how was that?
It was amazing.
That's awesome. Shout out, I think it was
New Hope Dog Rescue, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. New Hope Dog Rescue came through. So that's awesome. Well, what have we got in our Country Music Insider today, Sarah?
Miley Cyrus gave us an update on her godmother, Dolly Parton, saying that she's doing well, feeling eager to get back to work, and living by her classic "the show must go on" motto. Dolly, who turns 80 next month, recently looked happy and healthy in a Thanksgiving video on Instagram, despite having to postpone her Vegas shows for some medical procedures. Mm-hmm. And then even concern came after her sister Frida posted a prayer post on Facebook.
Yeah, that was scary.
Kind of concerning fans, later clarifying that Dolly was just simply a little under the weather. So Miley saying Dolly is doing great.
Good.
Donald Trump presented this year's Kennedy Center Honors with their medals in the Oval Office on Saturday, and George Strait was one of them. And at one point, he took off his hat and showed his rarely seen hair. This is the president complimenting it.
Country music legend George Strait.
I think if you want to leave it on, you can. I think we can get it through.
Okay.
Oh, he's got good hair.
A little bit. I still got a little
bit. I'm surprised. Sometimes I take it off and there's not a lot.
There's not a lot.
What a haircut. Such a great hair. Yes. Good head of hair on you there,
so
George.
Good. Zach Brown and Riley Green are going to be performing on the December 16th season finale of NBC's The Voice. And earlier this year, Aerosmith released an EP of songs with British musician Youngblood. And they've added Lainey Wilson into the mix with the latest version of Wild Woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of groovy that she's getting into the rock world a little bit more now, too. All right. Well, there you go. That is our Country Music Insider today.